show, be in this exhibition. I had a very bad feeling in August. So I said to my... Pardon?
I won't turn the voice off.
I had this... I said to my husband, I have to go to a Trump rally. Like, I've never actually been there physically in the presence of a right-wing demagogue. And I think I need to do this. Like, I have to be there and I have to document it. I can't just, like, pretend it isn't happening. I actually have to go and face your fears. And my husband was like, you're crazy. That's a really bad idea, Zoe. So then you have to do it, because otherwise you'd be just cowardly. So I... As an ethnographer, I was like, well, I have to kind of go in disguise as a right-wing suburban housewife. You know, I'm white, I'm middle-aged, that's like half the battle. And so I wanted to document it, and the only kind of material that I could get through, like, security, you have to go through, like, metal detectors and stuff, was a sketchbook. So I ended up for 4 hours in this giant auditorium with 2,000 people, at about 100 degree heat, where people were passing out, sweat pouring down my face, pencil clots between my teeth, drawing kind of frantically.
And Zoe, can I interrupt? Where was this? In New York?
No, he doesn't come to New York, because New York is a too... He knows nobody will vote for him.
Yeah.
People spit on him in the street in New York.
Yeah.
And this was in Fairfield, Connecticut.
Yeah.
It was about as close as he would get to New York that I could get to by, like, commuter rail. So my... husband had to come as a bodyguard. He said, I'm going to come with you. So I did a lot of drawings, and I don't know whether they're going to end up. They might be part of the film, actually, just like in Model Family, there's drawings. It's kind of like being a court reporter. So these are just some of the drawings, just like documentary drawings. Yeah, and it's really like this participatory theater thing, you know. He says Crooked Hillary, everybody yells lock her up. You know, it's like everybody knows the script. Everybody knows the lines. It's really simple. It's really simple. But then, like after the election, as you can imagine, everybody, I'm sure you're reading, everybody's like been protesting in the street ever since, so... Then I just started painting protest banners, and I'll show you, I just brought a couple of them. That these were the ones that we took to D.C. My husband wanted one, but he's like, I think your banners are a bit incendiary. I said, what do you want? He said, show us your tax returns. I mean, like, everybody can get behind that, right? So, as you could probably tell, that was a leaf out of John Hartfield's playbook. But I wanted him to look like a piggy bank, but he ended up looking a bit more like a small and ferocious dinosaur. And then here's another one. And that I went on with a group of radical Jews, and we all marched down 42nd Street, where like Steve Bannon was supposed to be having some dinner with some right-wing Jewish group. So... But really, my kind of rage and frustration was too big to encompass in something that I could hold in my hand. So I decided to do a history painting, like history painting, you know, like the coronation of Napoleon. But I've never done history painting. Never really thought I was a history painting kind of girl. So I decided to make a huge history painting out of cardboard, because, you know, cardboard is just very proletarian, it's very practical, just big pieces of cardboard. So I've been working on that, and it will grow over time. I'm at 7 meters so far. And it's kind of inspired by this poem by Bertolt Brecht that I think is really interesting, called The Parade of Old New, that he wrote in 1938. And this will be the first part of this piece that I'm making for the exhibition. There'll be a film and this painting. And the Parade of the Old New, it is like a great procession. I was in my mind, I immediately thought of the inauguration, which is like this huge procession, which actually we also filmed, which is another story, in which all these hideous figures of, like, to me it was like these hideous figures of fascism came back in the new guise. You know, the alt-right is just another name for white supremacy. And so I wanted to make a painting about it. And these are the first three panels. So you can see at the head of the procession is the ghost of the Ku Klux Klan. And that's Richard Spencer, who's kind of the big alt-right guy. He got punched in the inauguration, remember? Punching a Nazi. I was so pissed. I would have very much liked to punch him. He should have been punched by a girl, you know? But as a Hitler youth, and there is Steve Bannon as a hound, and the other hound is the ghost of Roy Cohn. I don't know how many here know who Roy Cohn was. Roy Cohn was, and that's again another interesting link with Brett, because Roy Cohn comes from, was first came to prominence during the communist witch hunt. He was McCarthy's lawyer, and he went on to be a big, big New York lawyer who was like, he was a lawyer of all kinds of gangsters and shysters, and he became Donald Trump's best friend, kind of brought Donald Trump up and taught him all the tricks of like race baiting and lying, and if somebody says something against you, you just lie back harder, and you know, every trick in Trump's playbook he learned from Roy Cohn. So Roy Cohn's actually a really important figure. And there, of course, is Trump and his daughter Ivanka holding the reins. And so it's kind of a comic strip, and it's kind of an allegorical painting. And actually, in the beginning, I was thinking, funnily enough, of, do you remember that scene in Shah Andalou where he's pulling and then there's the piano and the donkey and the priest? So I was getting, my poor husband gets you so many things. He had to pose with the like pulling thing so I could do the poses. And then here we have the racist Attorney General Jeff Sessions and the ghost of J. Edgar Hoover, and the Mexican border wall, the Japanese internment camp. So I wanted to kind of, again, in the painting, kind of lay the present over the past in just a really graphic way. So that's where I'm kind of working on right now. Mm-hmm. That's Betsy DeVos, who's a very, very Christian right-wing head of cabinet member of education. She wants to take apart the public schools so everybody goes to paying Christian schools that turn a profit. She's also a billionaire. That's actually as a little cross. Anyway, that's maybe just throwing some stuff out there that I'm working on now.
Thanks very much for sharing.
In some ways, it reminds me of another European who ended up in New York, which is George Gross, mm-hmm. this sort of satirical, you know, Pillars of the Republic kind of thing. It's got kind of elements of that.
There were two really important exhibitions that were very inspiring to me in New York this fall. There was a Max Beckman show of his paintings in America, primarily, and then there was an African-American artist called Kerry James Marshall. I don't know if you know his work. It's totally fantastic.
Yep.
And that was just like, both of them like super inspiring. Mm-hmm.
But I also like that it evokes Mexican murals, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yes.
And the Mexican theme, of course, brings it.
But another thing? Yeah, which are
which
totally
relevant.
Important to me.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, anything anyone wants to bring up? about the new work or anything else. How many panels are you going to do, Zoe?
Well, I've done 6 so far, and I have to stop now because I really need to make this film. But I'm sketching ideas kind of as they occur to me and things happen.
Yes.
So at some point, I plan to go on. But it depends what happens next, really.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That I don't know yet.
Yeah.
I can't say.
And
I have like a third set, which has to do with toads. Toads. Like a swamp, you know, swamp and toads.
But toads are wonderful creatures.
Not always.
I think that's unfair.
Toads. There is that John Hartfield again.
Is there
5,000 years of inbreeding has produced.
Right.
And it has another ugly toad in it.
Toads. The whole story of Iraq was told in toads.
Oh, I
didn't
know that.
Toad
war.
Yeah.
Private prisons are also going to be important. I don't know, the stocks in private prisons shot up when Trump was elected for reasons that are not mysterious.
And just one other practical question. Do you know how it will be exhibited, or have you not discussed that yet with the exhibitors?
I'm in a group show, so they don't have too much space for me. So I know they'll exhibit just the first 3 panels. I don't know if they're going to do the second 3. But I said, even if we could just stack them up so people know they exist, like it's ongoing.
Yeah.
It's a work in progress. I don't even care if it's not all put out at length. It could go around a corner. It could be one on top of the other. I mean, they also reference another Hartfield piece that I think is important and kind of also relates to Brecht's theater. Hartfield had this magazine cover, and it's called A Monstrous Cabinet of Lies, and it's like a fairground barker, and he's got all these paintings, that kind of grotesque paintings, and you know, because in a fairground you go in, you see things that are like half animal, half man, and Monstrous Cabinet of Lies, I thought that was really good. So it's kind of like a fairground painting, something you would have at a freak show, and attractions. And in a sense, the film I'm going to make is these little scenes which are kind of relate to the idea of scenes, attractions, that something you are shown, that the Brecht talks about. And kind of, you know, my model is his play Fear and Misery in the Third Reich, which is very separate little kind of vignettes.
Zoe, will you be able to... will there be a catalogue and an essay?
Yes. In fact, in short order, because I have to have my essay written by April 18th. So there will be a book.
Yeah.
There'll be a lot of really interesting people writing in the book.
Yes.
I've seen a list.
So that means that the whole question of the reference to the Brecht poem of the parade in the old and the new, that be clear from the catalogue, or will you title the
it'll be clear in the exhibit, but
yeah.
It'll also be, I mean, I'm writing, we each get like 7 pages to write a short essay in the book. I hope to find other places beyond this group show, because I have lots of ideas. This is just a constellation of things that I want to do around being a refugee, a migrant, what it means today, what it meant in their day. I mean, I really see this project extending, so I hope I will find other places where I can use my ideas to expand it. This is just the first iteration of this project.
Great. Well, Zoe, thank you very, very much.
Well, thank you. Welcome. How's the audience? It's been here a long time. Thank you. Asking great questions.
Would it be possible, sorry to interrupt, could I just say something about the rest of the festival, those of you who are interested in the festival as a whole? This evening at the Goethe Institute, we have 2 more sessions, 6:30 and 8 o'clock, I believe.
Goethe.
Sorry? 6:30 and 8:30 at the Goethe, which is over at South Kensington. And it's the continuation of the fantastic programme we did on Saturday afternoon, which was curated by our friend and colleague, Volker Pantenberg. And it's, if you're interested in the essay, it was session on Saturday, I thought was absolutely fantastic. And it's the idea of the critical visual, audiovisual essay, but being produced by television in Germany in the mid-1970s. So it's this idea of one medium critiquing another, if you like. And so tonight we're showing a programme around the work of Peter Nessler. So there'll be two short films by Peter Nessler, and then a telecritique of or about the films of Peter Nessler. And then in the final part, Volker will be introducing a film by Harun Faruqi called, it's Erzählen, is it? I can't say it properly in German, but About Narration, it's called, isn't it? So I'd really encourage you to come over and see that if you have any time tonight. Otherwise, I think most of you have seen the programme. We carry on. We've had a fantastic time so far. We'll carry on until next Saturday, when we finish with an amazing day around Jocelyne Saab, the Lebanese filmmaker. And I just wanted to add, those of you, I know obviously time during the day is not necessarily easy to have, but we've also got a little extra event, which is that Andres Vitella, who did the opening night film, 327 Notebooks at the ICA on Friday, which was a beautiful event, has very generously offered to do an extra free event on Thursday, 12:30 to 2:30. So we've kind of squeezed it in because it's such a nice offer, we couldn't say no. And he's going to be really just bringing some tea he happens to have with him on a hard drive, do a kind of talk about his career and his work and show some extracts. So if you can't come yourself, because I realise, you know, you may not be available, if you could just pass the word on, particularly I thought students, people who are...
No, go on.
I was going to say, people, particularly, you know, you might know students or people who are filmmakers, because he's just going to turn up very modestly and just show some stuff and talk about his very interesting career. And he works a lot with archive footage and so forth, and a lot around, obviously, the quite complex history and politics of Argentina. So I just thought I'd slip that in as a chance
to... I was just going to say, do we know where it's going to be?
Here.
Oh, here on the
spot. He'll do it here. Right. As I tell you, I mean, I hope that we'll have a decent enough crowd. I don't think we'll be packed out, but I think it was such a great offer on his part. So, anyway.
12:30
on the...
Good.
Thanks very much for coming. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you for being a great voice.
Thank you, Phil.
Well, you guys are the first to see this. Like, I kind of want like friends to come over. Oh yeah, that's something. Yeah.
No, this is my three hours, so we're going to be very young.
So, would you like to go over together? Do you want to get the tube? I mean, we could get a cab here,
Go down to Russell Square.
Yeah, I don't think it'll be too bad. We've
got a bit of time.
Okay. So, do you want to maybe meet
tomorrow in Manchester, and then I'm going to visit my mother-in-law for a couple of days.
I'll see if Matthew wants to come.
Yeah. So I'm here. I'm in the UK a lot.
Exciting item and the rest of the film about Xavier Popper.
What time was it?
6:30.
Yeah, you're done.
I'll make a print.
And that
came.
I know that
I said.
I'm getting lost in my process, so it's good to see how
otherwise you could just get everyone wow.
Well, that's it. I know that I'm not having, so I'm doing not the other. Thank you.
Okay, great. Well, good luck in your project.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah. And it's I will be the day after you talk. After you go to the talk, you're ready to stay, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm just going to.